Riggs and Allie, rewind.
Yesterday at this time, I was talking about how I was going to be hanging out with my half-brother, who I never really have hung out with before, ever. Used to kind of resent because I thought that he got my birth father and good parts of childhood that I never got. Come to figure out, he got just as screwed as I did.
Your birth father signed away his rights for no reason, really, when you were little and let your stepfather adopt you, thank God.
He did for a reason. He didn't want to pay child support. That's
right.
The reason.
Or have any responsibility. Hey. But then he went and had more kids with somebody else, which makes absolutely no sense.
Right.
Stupid.
But we digress.
Well, I digress, yes.
So you meet up. So.
Now, how many half-brothers are there here?
There are two.
I'm serious.
Two that live here, and then two, one that lives in Texas, one that lives in Oregon.
Same mom,
yes.
Okay. After your dad walked out.
And then there's a couple from another marriage.
But they're divorced, too, now.
They are, yes.
Before he made here.
Uh-huh. Because he cheated on my mom with my sperm donor. Yes.
Yeah, well, we don't have to get into that, yeah.
And then my mom remarried to my stepfather, who adopted me.
Yep.
And then they just got divorced not too long ago. So
30 years later, yeah.
Yeah, so that's gone.
So wait, but my question was this the brother? Had you ever like hung out with this guy before?
Yes.
You hung out with one. It's the same one you hung out with?
Yes.
Okay. Before.
And this is the one that my sperm donor father brought by to the radio station. One time.
And like showed
just
up
randomly.
With him and was like, hey,
and I was like,
brother.
Who is this awkward guy?
Oh, I've talked
to him since then about that. He goes, that was so weird. He was like, because I didn't even know who you were. I just knew that you were like my half brother, but it was like you worked at a radio station.
And
he
your
didn't
dad's
get
like
it.
Showing off.
Yeah, he's like, this
here's
is my
other son that
here's...
I never paid a dime for and signed away the rights to.
Here's my son that
jag.
I had so much responsibility for his upbringing.
Oh my God.
He didn't.
So
I had my half brother over last night. I was going to.
You decided to turn the corner. Was go oh
what
oh,
happened
oh. Was going to
did he bail?
No, well he did.
Whoa. Kevin's head's gonna explode.
Jesus.
Here's what happened. I was texting with him in the morning because he was like, hey, I heard you talking about me. Cool. We're going to hang out tonight? Yes.
Great.
He was on the phone in the morning. Some sort of a bank error had happened and they screwed up his bank account and his bills weren't getting paid. So we had to be on the phone with his bank, which put him behind at work. So he didn't get out of work until late. And he was like, it's just been a long day. Can we hang out tomorrow night? Being tonight.
You're hanging out tonight.
And guess what's happening tonight?
Oh, God.
That I said. I go, well, tonight... If
what?
You'd like to come,
what?
I'm going to see The Lion King at the Marcus Theater.
Wait.
Because I said, I was like,
you
I have.
You invited him to The Lion King.
Honestly, I have an extra ticket. My
was
wife
nice.
Was going to come with me. She's out of town. And I have an extra ticket tonight for the. We get them through the media
yes,
for the press invite for The Lion
yes.
King at the Marcus Center.
We got
and
invited.
I said, I can. I was like, I have an extra ticket. I go, if you want to come, that's cool. If not, I totally get it because it's like. Going to The Lion King.
It's like two dudes
sister.
Going to The Lion
right.
King. You feel weird, but
Which,
at the same
whatever,
time, it's The Lion King. How awesome.
He responded. He was like, that actually sounds really cool.
Yeah.
I've always wanted to see that place. So I was like, all right. So tonight,
nice.
We're going on a mandate.
Hold
That's
on.
Hysterical.
I told Gibbons briefly about this earlier. He goes, I have thoughts, and he couldn't wait to say something. And I don't know what the hell he's going to say because he wouldn't tell me earlier.
Allie.
And I'm
he
so
wouldn't
pissed
tell me
I'm
earlier.
Not going. I have tickets to the Bucks game. I want. And now I'm going to miss
right.
everything. Damn it. Gibbons, are you going?
Yes, and I have major thoughts on why Riggs is taking his half-brother to the Lion King tonight. I will tell you next, Allie.
Oh.
Prepare to have your mind freaking blown.
Are
I've been waiting
deep?
All morning.
Are we getting deep?
Super deep, dude.
Are we getting daddy issue deep?
Daddy issue
deep. Daddy issue deep times 100?
Deep as the ocean blue.
Well, let me pour my tea Ooh. And popcorn. I'll be right back.
I have goosebumps all
Thank
over.
You.
I've been
what?
Waiting
I can't
all
wait for,
morning.
I can't wait for Dr. Gibbons to
Gibbons
lay it on me next.
Oh, I
please.
Hear.
Telling you.
Kiss FM. We'll tell you next. Hold on.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com.